I can't wait to meet everybody who's here. And we're going to start with Elissa and Fatmata, who are the two sisters who are together as a result of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. Elissa, I'll start with you. Can you tell me a bit about yourself?
Sure. So I work at BNY Mellon, and that's actually how I got involved with Big Brother Big Sister. We were doing the site-based program, so Fatmata goes to Urban Pathways, and they would bus the kids up to BNY Mellon, and we would meet with them over our lunch hour. So we would play games, we'd do crafts, different activities, and that's how I got to know her. And then now, so we did that for 3 years, and now we are in the community program. So we would meet outside of, you know, the site-based program since she graduated out of that, you know, that's only 6th through 8th grade.
So you guys have known each other for a long time.
Yep.
And in the BNY Mellon program, was that every other week, or how often did you see each other?
They tried to do it about twice a month, like, some months, depending on the school schedule or work schedules. You know, sometimes we would do up to 3 times a month. Sometimes, like, there were some months that we couldn't meet at all. So it kind of varied, but they still tried to do it about twice a month.
And in the case of the community program, is that the traditional program where you're getting together, as you plan your outings together?
Yep.
That sounds great. Fatmata, I'd love to get to know a little bit more about you. You're 14, right?
Yeah, 14.
And what grade are you in now?
I'm in 9th grade.
And that's at Urban Pathways
Charter School.
Charter School. And tell me a bit about yourself, what you like to do, if you have any favorite subjects or just things about you.
Well, as you know, my name is Fatmata Ba, and I'm 14, but I'm about to be 15 in March 28th. I go to Urban Pathway Charter School, and I usually just like doing, like, normal things, like watch TV, do, like, my hobbies and stuff, like draw, do fashion things, because I'm, like, interested in fashion.
Fashion and design. Now, you said my hobby. Can you explain that, what that is?
My hobby, like.
Oh, your hobbies. I'm sorry. I misunderstood you.
Okay.
So your hobby is drawing, and... what do you use to draw? What kind of materials do you like to work with?
Well, I just like using, like, regular paper and, like, crayons and, like, markers and color pencils.
I was wondering about, you can get a lot of neat effects with crayons and colored pencils. Do you like to draw things that are out there that you can see and reproduce them, or do you like to make designs of your own pictures? Would you draw me, or would instead you just draw a man that you were thinking of, or what do you like to draw?
Well, I usually just go on, like, the internet and, like, search up stuff and, like, just try to, like, draw it. And sometimes I just, like, make my own things.
I've never thought about doing that, so... Can you give me an example of something you've made by looking up on the internet?
I usually just go on the internet and, like, search up, like, a girl or something. Like, a regular girl doing something, and I just, like, look at it and, like, draw it or something like that.
What a great idea. Do you like making pictures of people mostly?
Mm-hmm.
I've no talent in doing that, so I'm always fascinated by people that are able to do that. Do you have any favorite subjects in school? Probably art, I'm sure, but any others?
I usually do enjoy math and stuff.
What are you doing in math at Urban Pathways now?
What's it called? We're, like, doing algebra things and stuff like that. It's, like, kind of mostly hard now, but, like, I get my way and stuff.
Yeah, it's tough. Algebra, it kind of clicks eventually, but it takes a little bit of time. Would you like to say hello to anybody in your family who might be listening now or later?
Well, I don't know if they're listening or anything, but I'd like to say hello to my mom and my sisters and my brother.
What are their names?
Huh?
Your sister's name and your brother's name.
Oh, my brother's name is Mohammed Jawadba, and my two sisters' names are My oldest one is Jenny Baba, and my middle one is Molly Otoba.
Thank you for telling us a little bit more about them. So, Elis, okay, what do you guys do together? And can you share any thoughts about that, what your outings are like? Any particular ones that stick out as being a lot of fun?
Yeah, so we try to go to, I'm involved with a workout program called Beauty Bar. So it's like a dance, cardio, yoga, ballet combination. My teacher was able to invite Fatma to anytime she wants. So we do that on Sundays. We try to go about twice a month or so, just depending on our schedules. And at the end of the month, my teacher offered to do a special birthday class. So Fatma is able to determine if there's certain songs that she wants to play during class, or if there's certain moves that she likes. And then we do a nice little birthday celebration in class.
So that's going to be, has that happened yet?
Fatma's birthday is at the end of the month.
Right, March 28th, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she hasn't experienced a birthday class yet. Oh, wait, there was another member of class who we got to experience a birthday class for.
But this will be your own. Have you been thinking about the music that you want them to play? Have you gotten that to them yet?
I'm thinking about it and stuff.
That'll be fun to have your own playlist featured like that. What was it like the first time you two met?
Yeah, I thought it was they did a really good job of matching us. Like, I knew I wanted to be with somebody who was, on the quieter side. And, we seemed to have a pretty similar personality. So I think we clicked really well, just to, explore different things, different talents, explore different goals.
Fatmata, what do you think makes the two of you compatible or similar to each other?
Well, we have the same personality and stuff, just, kind of quiet, kind. I'm, the same thing. So that makes us, the same model.
That's really good. Have you ever gone to see where Elissa works?
Mm-hmm.
What's it like there?
Well, it's a building or whatever.
Yeah, it's a pretty big building that mm-hmm. you're in, and that's a great experience. Have you been to Urban Pathways?
Yep. Yeah, so whenever we did the site-based program, so we would go down to the school probably about twice a year, and so we got to meet they have a special room so that we would eat lunch there. And then she got to show me some of her classes, some of where her locker was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a really cool experience.
Yeah, it sure is. Well, let me turn to Rachel for a moment, who is also here with Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And Rachel Bolden, tell me a little bit about what you do for the organization.
Oh, so I'm a match support specialist. So I have a caseload of probably 90 matches that
wow.
I support. Yeah, it's really fun. And I just kind of help them with any questions, any concerns, any communication barriers that might occur. So I just kind of help them through all of that.
How many of there are you? How many peers do you have in this kind of job?
Full-time match support, we have 3 people, but everybody on my team of, 6 or 7 has a caseload of match support.
Wow, that's a lot of matches.
Yeah, we have a lot of matches
to support. And if you're thinking about becoming a big, you might want to know that somebody like Rachel will be at your beck and call when you need support.
Absolutely.
The same if you're feeling about a little, if you're thinking of being a little, I'm sure you help in that way too.
Mm-hmm.
And I would imagine sometimes at the beginning there may simply be questions or issues that arise, and
absolutely.
It sounds like you're really well equipped to handle them.
Absolutely. Yeah, we try our best to support our bigs and make the transition into being a big really easy.
Now, are there any events or activities or bits of news coming up with
Absolutely.
Big Brothers?
Absolutely. Yes, we have our annual fundraising event, Bowl for Kids' Sake, which is our biggest fundraising event of the year. And we basically have some bowling teams. They do fundraising. It's really, really fun. The dates are March 28th, April 4th, and April 5th at Princess Lane. So.
Well, a lot of people already have plans for March 28th. I know.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's a holiday in some families.
Absolutely.
Will those all be at the same facility?
Yeah, Princess Lanes.
Princess Lanes.
Yeah,
where's
absolutely.
That?
Like Baldwin area.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, like Baldwin, Whitehall.
Yes.
And that Castie Village.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good to know. Sorry to stump you there. I just wanted to be sure folks know. And any other activities coming up?
We're really just always looking for mentors for all three of our programs. So if you're thinking about signing up, go to bbbspgh.org.
And the programs include let's talk about those. There's
sure,
the community match program.
Community-based, where you take your little out for two outings a month. And then there's the site-based, which is what Alyssa and Fatmata started out as, which can be through your work or through your school. And then there's Mentor 2.0 through Brashear High School, which focuses more on career-based mentoring.
Excellent. And for more details, you can go to bbbspgh.org. I've got presents for you. First, I've got a pass that you can use today or at another time to get into the Children's Museum, or for you being older, I think you can do both. That will also allow you admission to Museum Lab, which includes sewing and make shop, where you can do woodworking and make things. There's a brand new art exhibit there, actually, that you might want to see. I also have some buttons from our Youth Express program.
Thank you.
For
Thank
each you. Of you. Rachel needs one, too. I almost forgot. These have real pins, so be careful. And let me just turn to Fatmata and Alyssa to ask if there's anything else you wanted to say that I may not have had a chance to ask you about.
Yeah, so I just think, you know, being a big has been a great experience, you know, getting to know her, you know, being a mentor for her, you know, getting to know her experience, being able to coach her in the different interests that she's interested in. We look forward to, now that she's in high school, she's looking forward to going to college. So going to, like, you know, the different college experiences. I've told her about my college experience, and just, you know, just being a really good, you know, it's been an overall really great experience.
I'm happy to hear that. Fatmata, anything else you meant to say or wanted to say?
Well, I'd just like to say that it's great to have a big sister like Alyssa.
Wonderful.
Just like hanging out and stuff, doing fun things.
Yeah, just being present and being available is one of the most important things imaginable. thanks to all three of you for being here.